time for Wonderful Water here on 97.9 The Hill, our monthly check-in with our friends over at the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. They are bringing us this conversation, and this month they are in the process of developing a new strategic plan to guide their investments and efforts over the coming years. And of course, they want to make sure that the public is involved in those discussions. Right now, they have a community survey available so that you can let Owosso know what your priorities are for the community-owned water and sewer utility for our Chapel Hill and Carrboro communities. Joining me today to talk a little bit more about the survey and the goals of the new strategic plan is the Strategic Initiatives Manager for Owosso, Mary Tiger. Mary, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brighton. It's nice to be here.
So can you give us a little bit of background on how a strategic plan is developed? I think a lot of people hear that word and they go, that's kind of, you know, corporate or business jargon or anything along those lines. But we know that it's an important framework to kind of putting together principles and putting together a path forward for the future. How does that kind of come to be? What do you guys do to create a strategic plan?
That's a great question. So strategic plans are just really important documents for organizations like Owosso. So we really do need to have a plan like this to set large goals for how we're moving forward. Because all the while, you know, on a daily basis, we're working on providing high quality water and sewer service for all of our customers and the community, but there's also long-term things that we need to be thinking of and planning for and prioritizing. So that's really important part of developing a strategic plan. It also gives us a chance to be more deliberate in letting the community know that we want to hear from them so that their voice is involved as we are setting these goals. So we're doing it, you know, in partnership with the community, and we always want to make sure that the community is at the center of our decision-making process so that we're in step with their needs and their expectations. So, you know, you asked about the process, so you know, where we are in that. So far, our board of directors has set guiding principles for that process that are kind of, you know, just guiding how we want to do it. And with those guiding principles in mind, we've started some of our community engagement. And as you mentioned in the intro, we've launched a community survey earlier this month that is still open right now.
Gotcha. So when was the last time that Owosso went through a strategic planning process? I know that it is typically a kind of, it's not an every year thing. It's definitely a long-term planning strategy. So when did you guys last go through it? And are there any particular goals that might have been included in that old strategic plan that are integral to this new one?
Yeah. So there is a bit of a cycle to developing these that tends to work best for us on about a 6 to 7 year cycle. So that includes the process for developing the plan, but then you also need time to act on the goals that you set. And the last time we went through this process was in 2014-2015. One of the big initiatives out of that strategic plan was our advanced metering infrastructure project, which some folks may know now as Agua Vista. And that project was a really big undertaking for Owosso. Ultimately, it made us a more efficient organization and helps us to provide better customer service. But it was a relatively long-term program for us to explore and develop, do a business case evaluation, and then ultimately upgrade all of our water meters across the service area and roll out an interactive web portal for our customers. But this project has really changed the way that we conduct business, and that's some of the things that we're looking for in a strategic plan. Another strategic initiative of the last strategic plan was the development of an energy management program. And I'm really proud to say that through our increased investment in energy efficiency, a commitment to energy conservation, as well as some strategic renewable energy partnerships, we have reduced our electricity use by 30% since 2010. And we're on track to achieve the goal that was set forth in the strategic plan to reduce our use of purchased electricity by 35% next year. And really, without that kind of ambitious goal set forward in the strategic plan, we would not likely have made such a significant progress on reducing our use of electricity.
We're speaking with Mary Tiger, who is the Strategic Initiatives Manager for OWASA, the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, who are bringing us this wonderful water conversation. So, Mary, that kind of catches us up to where we are right now with the strategic plan. And you mentioned the community survey that's out. You kind of touched on it a little bit, but why is community input so important when you guys are crafting long-term plans like this?
We are a community-owned utility. So it's really one of the funnest parts about working here. And we really do value what the community tells us about how we operate and where we should be focusing our efforts and investments. So that means that residents, folks who work in the community, or if you're some way involved in the community, we really want to hear from you and what's important to you. There are so many challenges facing us, with aging infrastructure, climate change, kind of rapidly evolving scientific research on water quality. And so with those challenges, we really do need the community's voice to help us focus on where it is that we want to make progress in that next 6 to 7 years, and make sure that that progress is lining up where our customers think we should be investing our resources. Another point is that because we're community-owned, the community is paying for it. So we're only funded by the rates and fees that are charged for our services. So outside of some grant funding, it's really important that our ratepayers, our customers, know where their money is going, have a voice in that, are involved in that process.
Understood. So kind of along those lines, when people head to take this survey, what kind of questions can they expect to answer? Because I imagine, some people might hear a survey, they go, how much time am I going to need to put into this? What kind of stuff can they expect to see?
Absolutely. So it's actually only open for one more week. So the survey is going to be open through September 7th. And the best place to find it right now is on the very top of our website, which is owasa.org. And the survey should not take you very much time to complete, about 5 to 7 minutes. And in exchange, when folks get done taking the survey, they'll receive a voucher that they can use at either University Lake or Cane Creek Reservoir for free lake access for one day and a free kayak rental. So we're really proud of those community resources, and we're really hoping to share those with more folks. And again, we really do value that input, and so we want to let the community know that we value that.
We're speaking with Mary Tiger, who is the Strategic Initiatives Manager for OWASA, owasa.org. Again, the website to go to for that community survey where you can share some input on their upcoming strategic plan. And as you just heard, kind of get a voucher to go do some water activities in the OWASA-run lakes. And Mary, as we begin to wrap things up, you mentioned where folks can find it. When this survey does close next week, what is the timeline for kind of putting that community input together? And then if you could just kind of give us a general timeline of when the strategic plan is going to be implemented and put in place.
Yes, so we are closing the community survey on September 7th. We will also be closing at the same time a survey of our employees, a survey of our board members, and stakeholder sessions. We're conducting dialogues with stakeholders in the community with whom we do business. We're also conducting a review of our local government partners' strategic plans that are in place by other water and sewer utilities. So we're going to be pulling all that information in together from this big scan and synthesizing that and digesting that and responding to it. So throughout the fall is really going to be where the OWASA staff and board are receiving this information. And of course, we'll be putting that on the website as well so that the community can look at and respond to that. And then the board and our staff leadership are going to take all of that information and feed that into their priority setting, so actually setting the stage for the whole strategic plan. And our hope is that we have those priorities set, or at least drafted, by next spring of 2022, and we can take those priorities out to the community and check in and say, hey, this is what we heard. Is this what you meant to say? And we'll be finalizing the strategic plan in the summer of next year.
Understood. Well, it definitely is a big project to undertake. Is there any other projects that your team is working on right now, or anything else that you think the community should know about this this in the works strategic plan?
Oh, sure. And, you know, we're still working on initiatives that were laid out in the last strategic plan, and one of those is actually community engagement, which is one of the reasons why you and I are sitting here today talking. And so, in terms of what we want the community to know is that we're really grateful to be serving this community, and we really are genuine about hearing from them and including their input in the process. So the community's voice really will be a key piece of developing the new strategic plan, and want to go ahead and just thank everyone for taking the time to complete that survey or just reaching out to us directly if you have any questions or comments about where we're going.
Well, once again, owassa.org, the website to go to. Be sure to look for their community survey on their upcoming strategic plan so you can share your voice, your perspective on what initiatives they should be prioritizing. Once again, owassa.org, that website. And Owassa bringing us this conversation with Mary Tiger, the Strategic Initiatives Manager. Thanks so much for joining us on Wonderful Water today, Mary.
Thank you, Brighton. I hope you have a good day.